this page yet? Have you liked it? Turn on the notification bell. Engage with us in the comment section if you ain't scared. Tell a friend. Listen, we're having some good conversations over here and guests on this show. And listen, tonight, I'm really, 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 or today, whenever you're watching this, I'm really excited about this conversation because we have some exciting news to share. Some of y'all might know what the news is by now, but we're going to talk about it. So without further ado, I got to bring up my co-host, my brother, super producer. Yes, he's going to be mad at me for saying that, but whatevs. King Logan, what's up?
What's up, King? What's happening, man? What's going down with you?
You got it. You know, just enjoying this diversity and weather we're having here in Texas is like...
It's very schizophrenic.
Is it spring? Aren't we supposed to be in winter?
We had no winter. We had no fall. Well, we did have a little bit of both.
Like winter for a day?
What's today? Well, we got a couple more weeks left in fall.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
Yeah, that's a lot going on.
It didn't hit us too hard this year, man. You know what I mean? It didn't hit us too hard. But it's very schizophrenic. Like, that's how you get out of old people say, see, that's how people get sick.
Right. It's like you don't know what to do. You don't know, like, put on multiple layers, wear hats, wear gloves.
Right.
You know, it might start out 30 in the morning. It's going to be 75, like today, by the afternoon. But, you know, it is what it is. We just go with the flow. And we know that every day that we wake up, it could be different. So. That's life, right? Yeah,
that's Texas.
Literally. Listen, and we are in Texas
I am so disgusted with this weather. You know, I like the winter and the fall so you can dress up, so you can put on clothes, so you can you know, it's too hot for all when the summertime in Texas, y'all don't understand, it's brutal. I mean, I know there's some places that's more brutal, but It gets really, really bad, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
Yeah, it does. I'm just wondering if, like, winter's going to show up in a little bit and be like,
yo,
I've been waiting.
Yeah. Gotcha, bitch.
You know what I mean?
Go catch a slipper. You know what I'm saying?
Legit. Like, oh, dead my for, God. Like, so,
you know, but, hey, I'm okay with it. And it's sad to say that I don't think I've been outside.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay.
At all.
I need you to go outside because it feels like Miami. It feels like Miami outside.
That's crazy. See, that's what I'm saying. If I go out there, I'm going to be out there.
Yeah, go out there. Get you some, Hakuna Matata.
I got work to do, which we'll talk about.
Yes, we're going to talk about that on this episode. You know, so,
hey, man, listen, I'm really happy how the year is going. You know, so far 2024 has been, 2024 has been a doozy. Did you see the Monique and Shannon Sharp?
I'm gonna watch that today because I gotta keep.
Listen.
It's so many things that I've been watching, and I have that on my list of things to do today. So I'm gonna check it out today.
I'm gonna be honest.
Somebody said it was a little Cat Williams ish.
Honest with you, let's see. How do I say it? It's her truth. It's the story from her vantage point. It's the story from her experience. You know what I'm saying? Because you got some
people. You
can't take that away from nobody, man. If that's your thing, that's your life. That's what you've experienced and how you've experienced and how you accepted it and went through it. Hey, man, that's your experience, man. So you definitely. Yeah, see, I thought you'd been unwatched by now, so we could have something to unpack. But
I'm watching it today, and we'll talk about it next time, because I'm like, I was watching some other things, and I'm like, okay, I need to really focus in, because it just feels like it just kind of came out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Or did it? You know what I mean?
The Monique thing?
Yeah, because, you know, I know there have been some ebbs and flows with her journey, right? You'll see, like, her being very vocal about things that she's going through, and then things kind of get quiet. You know, I see her holding certain people accountable that gave them her word on certain things, projects, networks, and things like that.
She unpacked all of that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to get into that today. That's my homework assignment today.
Like, she legit unpacked all. And I got to be honest with you. She said something that really just kind of stuck with me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people, when you're in a business or in a corporation, whatever.
Yeah.
When you stand up for yourself, you become the person that's hard to work with. Oh, he's difficult to work with. People were saying she was difficult to work with because she stood up for herself. She's not going to take it. You know, yeah, no, you're going to respect me and it is what it is. I get that a lot. You know, I get that from people even being saying, well, King is cocky. King is arrogant. King. No, I'm not.
No,
you just got to be confident in who you are and stand on what you own. Like, that's just, you know, I'll say, okay, did we just get into the show?
I kind of feel like we just took a deep dive because I'm now intrigued with the two words, confidence and cocky, because I'm like, how are y'all mixing those two things up?
Okay,
like,
you know what? We're going to unpack that when we come back from this intro break. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen,
all right.
We want to thank y'all for tuning into the show today. We appreciate all of the likes. We appreciate all the views so far. We appreciate all the subscribers so far. You know, y'all share this, like this, interact with us in the comments. So we'll interact with you so we can keep going and keep growing. I'm King.
Yes.
That's Lane. We got Max in the back. And like we always say about this time, welcome to the show.
All right, y'all. Y'all are still here. Y'all still hanging on. We gave y'all time to go and subscribe to the channel.
Yeah.
Click the notification button, hit the like button, and put your comments in. But I have a question because we started this conversation and we were about to go into the deep end, but we had to take a little commercial break.
Yeah.
So I want to know, like, what is the difference and why do people commingle the words confidence and cocky? Like, how are you confusing the two? Right? Because don't you think, like, cockiness has a negative, you know, orientation, right?
It's definitely negative, but I hate this. Let me see. How do I say this? Because, and it's hard for me to, you know, King, you're cocky. King, you.
What does that mean?
Cocky, I guess some people will say, okay, arrogance. Let's use cocky and arrogance is pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
King, you're arrogant. I'm not arrogant. I'm confident. And I'm going to, I'm going to respect you and I'm going to expect you to respect me. You dig what I'm saying? We can't, like, I don't, all that whole, you know, man, look.
Just say it.
Kendrick Lamar got a line in the song. It's one of the greatest lines I've heard in my life. And he said, why I got to fake humble just because your ass insecure?
Church dismissed.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
I got to come with my head bowed and because you feel a way about yourself. And I ain't had nothing to do with that.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Why is that a thing? Like, it's that if you answer your question, like, that's how people get it mixed up. I think insecure people, when they see people who are confident within themselves and comfortable in their skin. Oh, he's cocky. He's arrogant. No, I'm just confident. I'm okay with me. You should be okay with you. That's why it's called self-esteem.
Self. Keyword.
Esteem self. Of yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like Coach Prime is always talking a lot about confidence. Like,
listen,
they use a sound bite, you know, when he's giving this speech about his confidence. And man, he's always been like that.
Yeah.
And based on my view of him from, you know, in his football days, his prime days, like, he's never, ever, ever been subservient to anybody. He show up and he's going to be like 1,000,000% himself.
Yeah.
He's confident. Get out the way if you got a problem with the way he moved, because he's not going to change who he is to serve your insecurities.
Yeah, for me, I don't understand why people have a problem with confidence. Like, why do people have such a problem with confidence? Confidence is the sexiest thing you can put on when you wake up in the morning.
Come on, outfit of the day.
You dig what I'm saying? My outfit of the day, of the year, of the rest of my life is confidence.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
On confidence.
Like most people,
I'm wearing confidence.
Like, you know the old cliche. Wear the clothes. Don't let the clothes wear you.
Right.
That's just confidence.
Right. Yeah, man.
No matter what you put on. I had a kid one time, you know what I'm saying? You know, being a guy that's a big dude, I was doing this conference one time, and there was a big kid that came. He was about 21, but he was big.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm-mm. That baby was big.
No. When you lead with that baby was.
Listen.
Get out of
on everything. But he, you know what's crazy? What he saw in me was confidence.
Yeah.
And he, and at the end of the week, he came, he said, King, I got a question to ask you. Like, how do you, where do you get your confidence from? And I was just like, wow.
Wow.
I didn't.
See?
I was just blown away. Because you never know who's looking at you. You never know who life you're affecting just by being confident. You help other people. Be, if you're a confident person and people see that on you.
Oh, yeah.
They going to step it up. Especially they hanging around you, like y'all cool, this, that, and what have you. It's going to be a, you know what I'm saying?
It's contagious. Like,
yes.
So my challenge to people would be like, if you, if any of your attributes is, you know, if they're contagious, do you want to spread confidence or do you want to spread cockiness? Do you want to spread low self-esteem or do you want to be able to look at somebody and say, man, you could do this?
You like, feel me?
Level up.
Like,
you know what I mean?
See, that level up is a thing. If you, you and you have to be careful because you can hang around people who are not on your level.
Facts.
And not saying that your level is just so amazing, but you know you, and when I say you, I'm talking about me, you, the people who's listening, people who's watching. You worked hard to become who you are.
Facts.
Becoming a person of confidence, becoming a person of a self-esteem, you know what I mean? Like building that up within yourself is hard.
Man.
And you got to protect that at all costs. So I'm real careful who I'm around. If I'm around somebody who not on the confident level as I, you know, as how do I say this? Is as like confident as I am?
Yeah.
If they not that confident, I'm going to try to, hey, Brody, because especially if I know they look at me like that.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying?
Like, if they look
at me,
here.
Yeah, if they look at me like, oh, that's King. He da- I, if you around me then, let's push it up a notch then, Playboy.
Yeah.
Say homegirl, what you sad about? What you mad about?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I mean, you know.
And I think the crazy thing about what you're saying is like, we've had to have those conversations with us, between us, and with other people, like looking in on us, like, hey, man, I mean, this came out in a conversation we had in another episode, or maybe we were talking off camera about somebody in your life that was like, say, man, get it together. You know, because we all go through seasons, right? And we need people sometimes to be like, yo, you know,
that was the Freestyle Steve episode.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Shout out to DJ Freestyle Steve.
Freestyle Steve. Nah.
He's been doing his thing.
You got to understand that sometimes it takes somebody to, because I know me. I am not. Sometimes I can be down on myself.
Yeah.
But it takes so much energy. To be down on yourself, it takes so much energy to be sad, depressed. Now, so I be like, I'm telling you, I have found myself. I would say to myself, "Hey, all right, enough. Come on, let's get it." Because it's so draining. Then you wake up, a whole week done passed you by, and you like, "Oh my God, I was supposed to do this."
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
There that go.
You're right,
and it's waiting on you.
And if you've noticed and you've seen it as of late, especially since 2024, I'm staying busy.
Oh yeah,
I'm keeping myself busy because I'm not in the space of, just idle mind. You know what I'm saying? You know the old cliche, idle mind is devil workshop.
Devil's play. Yeah,
and you know, in a sense, I get it, but idle mind, you know, we have empty hands. You broke.
A little folding of the hands.
You'll be broke, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you just like I'm so focused, man. I'm just really, really focused. I got a
Are you about to let the cat out of the bag?
No.
Because the cat's out the bag, but we're going to talk about
it. Let's talk about the cat out the bag then. Let's go.
Okay. Because I'm going to just tell you, I've been sitting on this like I'm all in it, right? I've been sitting on this because I'm not going to talk anybody's business unless I have permission to. But I've been listening to this record that you released. Congratulations.
Thank you.
To you, because this is the first time. And correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the first time you've released a body of work that was your, it was you. You know what I mean? Not saying that you didn't collaborate and you didn't work with other people, but I'm saying like, typically your work can be found, you know, over here, and you've done some major, major things.
Well, I dig what you're saying. I've done a couple indie things, but for some reason, this is a little different. This is different. This is special to me.
So let's talk about it. So you released the song, and the song is called Kindred.
Yeah. Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but it's featuring or it's highlighting. It's
Dionis Cook.
Dionis Cook.
Yeah.
Which I have loved for many, many years.
Shout out to Dionis, man.
The bro.
Shout out to Dionis.
Yes. Okay, let's talk about this song because the song is amazing. It's, as you would put it, it's like a time.
It's like
a piece,
time capsule.
Like
it's
an era vibe.
Yeah.
It takes you to a place that's just a feel good.
Talk your shit.
Even if you don't know, like, why do I feel, you know? Yes. So if you like R&B music, especially 90s R&B, it's not a mock of anything. It is an essence of a sound, and sonically it's new sounds, but it feels like.
Well, shit, I ain't got to talk about the song. You don't told him. You don't.
I didn't tell him. I guess I got excited because I love this song.
She done told everything. Listen.
Okay, so
right.
So go get Kindred because if you didn't know.
Listen,
can't say that you didn't know because I'm telling you right now, it's Kindred. Go
Kindred
and you're going to find
streaming
it
platforms,
on streaming platforms.
Man. Under this one word, Dionis. One name, Dionis.
Dionis.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
He sang his face off on this record.
Okay, calm down. You won't even let, we can't even, you supposed to be talking, asking me. Look, you, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So.
I guess I got
here's how the record came about.
So tell us about the record,
right,
King.
Right. Right.
This record is hot. Okay.
This is how the record came about, to be quite honest with you. One of my, when I say longtime friends since childhood, like since we were, he was single digit, I was double digit. We was little kids, man. I grew up in his
knuckleheads.
Yeah, I grew up in his grandfather's church. Shout out to John, man. John Spiver, man. That's my dog. He sent me a record. He said, bro, I think I need you to mix something. I said, all right, send it to me. He sent me the record. I was like, yeah, no.
Why? Why did you say you didn't want to mix it or like what?
I've learned from mistakes that sometimes you give a great record to someone who don't know how to treat it great. It's just regular degular. It's not even on that level. You know
what
I'm saying?
Okay.
And the keyboard parts were so ill in this record.
Because John played the key parts.
Man. Oh, my God.
Yes.
So, listen, he sent me the key. He sent me the whole session. Wiped out the drums. I had a live drummer to play on it.
Of course,
Leslie Ratliff, man. Shout out to Leslie Ratliff. Had Leslie play on the record. And I did some programming on the record. And oddly enough, me and you were on a live, and I was playing just the instrumental over the live. And the homie Dionis, he says something like, "Yo, that's fire." So it was something to that effect. And I said, "Yo, I'm gonna hit you when we get off of here." I called him, and he said, "Send it to me, bro." You know, I sent it to him. And, you know, sometimes. Some of us be more anxious than others or whatever.
Yeah.
And so for whatever reason, it took whatever, however long it took, and I was excited about it. It was maybe a week and a half.
Okay.
You know, maybe 2 weeks, whatever. But when he sent it, I was like, yes, that's exactly what was supposed to happen on that song.
Man.
That's exactly what was supposed to happen. So the song is, when he wrote what he wrote to it, the music was already there.
Right.
The vocal came and it became a time piece, a period piece.
Period piece, yes.
Yeah, a period
piece. That's what I was trying to say earlier.
As in, again, I've used this a lot. Django is one of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite movies because it's a period piece. I'm a fan of Quentin Tarantino directing. But Django is because it's a period piece. And in that period piece, it was so authentic to that period. what made me fall in love with the movie by it being a period piece, it was one of my favorite scenes in the movie. They're transporting, and I don't mean this in a harmful way, they're transporting slaves and they're walking through a field.
Wow.
And instead of old black Negro spiritual song or something playing, Rick Ross, 100 Black Coffins came on. And I was like, that is so amazing. But I like but his movie, you really felt like you was back in those days and times.
With new music, though.
With new music. And now the purpose of this song is a period piece. We tried to stay authentic to that period. That's why it sounds the way it sounds. It's very artistic without trying to go too far. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's a simple painting. It's a painting that, you know, I'm not saying the song is. It's a simple painting. It's a painting that everybody can be like, yo, that's nice. That's, you know, and I wanted it to swing, right? I wanted it to swing. I want to have this sway to it. I want people to be like, I don't know why I can't stop moving. And they won't know why. I challenge anybody. They won't know why they can't stop moving to the end of the song, because there's this percussion in the song that's swaying through the whole song. It's in the key of the song. It's moving left and right. You don't know why you're swinging with it. You don't know why it's going. So, you know, it's that this process has been an amazing process. It's been an exhilarating process for me, because I was literally ready to stop. I was literally ready to give up and say, nah, I'm cool. But, you know.
On music?
Yeah.
Like music production?
For sure. On all of it. Like I'm cool on it. But I'm challenging myself.
Yeah.
Everybody who's on Talking Tunes, subscribers, everybody who hears this, hold me accountable. By the end of this year, I want to at least have put out and curated 12 singles. Just singles.
You're really working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, we got enough. Oh, yeah. Kendrick just came out today. We got another one coming out next week.
Listen. And I'm not even gonna, yeah.
Yeah, we got a whole nother song coming out next week. So it's gonna be a fun, and then I can't tell y'all who the March single would be, but the March single would definitely be one for the ages, because we got one of the homies, and we got, we got one of the homies, and we got one of the OGs, man. So it's gonna be a
homies and OGs. That's what you should call. Like, you should put all these on one thing and just call it homies and OGs.
Like, I'm reaching out to people I know, because in this music business, it's a lot of amazing, amazing singer songwriters
lying dormant right now.
Listen, I'm talking about people who I know. People, I've had songs that I've just listened to the demo.
Yeah,
from the songwriter.
Yeah.
You know, you have songwriters that have written records for, and so I'm reaching out to songwriters. I'm reaching out to, you know, let's just do good music, man, because we're in the 20s. We're in the roaring 20s.
The roaring 20s. That's just crazy to hear it out like that.
Yeah. And, right? to listen, everything had a period. Everything had a time. Everything had a thing. It was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready for music to bring back nostalgia.
Oh yeah. This record, Kendrick, absolutely does that.
Yeah.
For sure.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put this record? Don't cap for the people.
So I'm not gonna cap for y'all, because I just ain't got time for it. Life is too short to be lying to y'all. and I wanna go to sleep tonight, okay, in peace.
Oh Lord.
So for me, I would say it's above a 10, because what it makes me feel. It's not about who's... Now, don't get me wrong. I love every person involved on this.
And she especially loved her husband, the engineer, the mix engineer for this record.
Of course I do.
Darius Fentress. Shout out to D.
17 years now.
Salute, big dog.
But everybody I've known for you know, decades now. Mm-hmm. And I respect, you know, the artistry, but the feeling that comes from the record, even if I didn't know the people that participated in, you know, or collaborated in or whatever, mm-hmm. it feels so good. So I'm a huge, huge Mint Condition fan. I have been from the beginning. Like, I've chased these people around like a stalker. I'm not a stalker, guys, really. Stokely, you know, Ricky Kitchen, you know, all the guys I love, you know, Chris Dave when he's on drum, him and Stokely playing together, like Carrie on keys. And this song, Kindred, literally sounds like a Mint record.
And see, that's the thing. I want people to think of, I want people to think of that era. You know what I'm saying? When I heard, I was like, this is a period piece.
Yeah, it is.
Just like I was just saying, that's why I was explaining with Django. With Django, people were getting mad at this movie.
Because it was so good.
It was so good. That's why, that's how good it was. That's how, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio said, nigga, da, 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 well. It's a period piece. That's what they did then.
That's what they did. You want it to be authentic to the period.
And we wanted to use sounds from that period. You dig what I'm saying? And that's why Deionis has always had that unique voice.
Yes. And I was going to ask you, why Deionis? Because I mean, I know how it happened because I was there to watch it play out. Mm-hmm. But why Deionis?
His voice. His voice.
Amazing.
It's so emotional. It's so raw, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like, wow. But he's singing, you know what I'm saying?
You can
literally feel the emotion in it when he's singing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the way the message he's giving across to it. Okay, I'll say this. These first two songs, singles that I've curated this year is definitely coming from a place of love, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Promotion of love.
Yes.
And I'm a guy, you can attest to this, I'm a guy who swore off love. You dig what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, nah, I'm cool.
Yes.
I'm over it.
Not no more.
Nah, it's a space of, it's a cool It's a cool space of making people feel like love. And you know what I'm saying? Like for me, even though it's a mid-tempo, or maybe, no, it's a mid ballad, I would say.
Yeah.
And you still got this bop to it. You're like, whew, it just makes you feel good. That's the energy I really, really wish everybody feel, and I hope they feel when they hear this song.
Yeah. I think that's just going to happen because, you know, me watching the process of it being put together, it's baked into, like, the intentionality behind, you know, the sound selection, the frequencies, you know, the band, like, the things that were important to highlight that nobody's really paying attention to from a technical level.
Right.
But you're absolutely being influenced by when you're hearing it. And you don't know, why am I feeling that way? You can't go and say, oh, because they're rolling out 720, da da da. Nobody does that, right? You just enjoyed the record.
You know what? That's funny you said that because I told Deionis, I told the artist, because all parties involved are creatives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I had to tell the homie, I said, Deionis, chill. Calm down.
He's passionate.
I understand being passionate about it. I get it.
Yeah.
But there's a thing of, you know, sometimes when that energy is there, sometimes when that essence is there, you just like, yo, we got to let this one ride right here.
Oh, God, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's what I like, man. I want people, and we kept it short because we want you to go back and listen to it again. Listen to it over and over and over, please.
You're going to start that. When you finish this song, y'all, if you haven't already, you're going to start the record over because... And let me speak for myself. And y'all could tell us in the comments if you had this experience. When you get through it, you're like, wait a minute, did that just take me back to this time? And then so you'll play it again. And then it's like you're trying to figure out, why do I feel so good? Why does it sound so amazing? Who is this voice? For those of you who don't know who Deionis is, who might be learning him on a new level, because I don't know if Deionis has released music in like this before. I know that he's absolutely capable and he's had the ability and he's got unreleased works and things like that. But this is y'all, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is y'all's first time working together on this scale. Am I right?
Yes. Me and Deion, okay. I've called Deionis in on a couple of writing sessions and vocal production set. It was one writing session and one vocal production session. So we had a couple of sessions, but we never worked together on, you know, from this point, from this, like, this is a thing, you know what I'm saying?
This is new. This is new for everybody.
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely.
So what tips do you have for like an aspiring artist or somebody that's going to hear this record and go, man, I have music similar to that I haven't released, but now, you know, they want to work. Now, how do you decide who you're willing or who do you want to work with? And what tips do you give an artist that's going to work with a brand new producer for the first time? What does that process need to look like? How does it work? I know it's a loaded question.
No, it's not a loaded question. I get what you're saying. And I speak pertaining to me and Deionis. Me, Deionis, mm-hmm. and John, actually. And me and John, we've worked together before. Me and John co-produced Slow Dance, Kerry Hilson Slow Dance records together. John played some strings on Icebox.
Bars.
John Spivory is actually on Timbaland's Shock Value album.
Flex.
You know what I'm saying? So me and the homie, we know how to get to it when it's time to get to it.
Yeah.
And with Deionis, I knew it was going to be easy. You know what I'm saying? Easy to a certain point of like, hey, bro, it was easy. I knew the music part would be easy. The musical part would be easy. You know what I'm saying? Because we've never worked together in this aspect. Right. So he might looking at me with the side eye. I'm probably looking at him with the side eye like, yo, what's going to happen? You know what I mean? So I don't think there's a science to it at all the time.
Sometimes you just got to let it flow.
You just got to let it flow. You know what I mean? And when it flows, it flows. And you know what? I'm going to say this. For everybody who say they're too old, I got to read for the music thing or I got this, that, and what have you. I understand having your priorities, you know, in place. I get it.
Yeah.
But I was sent this because I was saying the same thing. This year's Grammys, best rap album, a 48-year-old rapper. Best new artist, a 34-year-old singer. Songwriter of the year, 41-year-old songwriter. Producer of the year, a 39-year-old producer. Best R&B song of the year. You ready to hear this? A 64-year-old singer. Best rap album, best rap song of the year. A 48-year-old rapper featuring a 40-year-old rapper and another 48-year-old rapper.
Wow.
So, especially, that's why I love today's time, man.
Yeah.
We can just put out the music, man. Like, that's where I'm on. That's what I'm on. I'm going to try to put out as much as I can. You know, because at the end of the day, I'm trying to help, what's the word? Motivate. I'm trying to help people say, yo, I can do it. If he can do it, I can do it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to, I just think, I got a lot of talented friends and a lot of talented acquaintances.
Yeah.
That just don't, either they don't know how.
Yeah.
Or they feeling down and scared and afraid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A lot of people are afraid. I'm going to be honest. Like,
why do you think that is?
Okay, so here's my perspective. And since you said friends and you said circles and I'm thinking about proximity. So, you know, we're here in this area, this geographic location, and it's people refer to it as like the Bible Belt, right? So most musicians, and especially the ones that we know, musicians, artists, singers, producers, whatever, grew up in church.
Right.
I don't care what denomination, I don't care what tours you're on, I don't care what albums, you know, A-list artists you're working with. When you come home, you're at church.
Right.
And then even some people that are, I know musicians that are on major, major tours, and they have it built in that they come home on the week, like on for a Sunday service, mm-hmm. and then they go back out. They get flown back out to whatever city they're going to. So I feel like sometimes people get afraid because honestly, I don't think a lot of how we have grown up in the past, mm-hmm. I'm starting to see a shift, lends to, hey, go out there in the world, go out there and do your thing, go out there and sing your song, mm-hmm. be the artist. You know, we support you when you come home. There are some situations where folks are coming home and their families, you know, looking at them sideways because you've been out there in the world. You know, or you've been out there singing them the devil's music. Or you,
oh, you're speaking from, you've been out you're speaking there singing. From the whole church perspective.
Church, yeah. Yeah, but a lot of, a lot, and I'm just referring to the people that I see, you know, that are in close proximity. Mm-hmm. You know, church and family are synonymous in a lot of these communities because it's so small.
Right.
You know, you grew up in this community, which is your church, which is your family.
Right.
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 A lot of times your daddy's the pastor or he... You know, he's the head deacon or he's the whatever. And they're ashamed of you because you're getting called to do these tours. How do you deal with that? Like, you know, you come home and your family looking at you sideways, but you've been given this talent and this gift and you want to use it out there in the world. You know, it's not like you're going, I'm not saying go out there and act a fool and lose yourself. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should better support our people who are gifted and give them a nice, safe place to land when they come home so that they know that we'll always be here. You know what I mean?
So
some people are scared. Some people are just scared to get out there.
Just so I'm correct. You're speaking from an aspect of talented people.
Yeah.
Basically in the wrong space.
And not just in the wrong space, but...
Well, I don't want to say wrong space. I want to say they're not...
Supported.
They're not supported to do other things.
Other things.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I always got some type of story.
What's your story?
When I first was getting ready to come out and meet Timberland and all that stuff, mm-hmm. right? I went to my home church. I asked the pastor, you know, back then we were still in prayer lines. It was a little church. You know what I'm saying? We still had prayer line.
Prayer line.
I go to the prayer line, boy. Say, so I go and I asked the pastor, I told him what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want the blessings. I want the covering.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And instead of saying, cover him, Lord, this, mm-hmm. that, and what have you, I guess what I was expecting to be the prayer to be, Lord, save him, Lord. Save him right now. And then they, like, basically praying for me to just, like, not go and stay home and, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
and the reason why I'm using that as, because a lot of times people get, here we go.
Uh-oh.
People get manipulated. They get manipulated by other people's fear. They get manipulated by other people's belief.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
oh, you got
mm-hmm.
to stay here in order to. And it's like, why would I do that when you've done it for all these years and you got regrets. You're broke.
I wish I would've.
You know what I'm saying? You got a shoulda, coulda, would've. You dig what uh-huh. I'm saying? You uh-huh. never know. Like I'm not one to be on no. I say this. I regret the fact that I didn't support my son's music endeavors sooner.
Tell me about that. What do you mean sooner? Because I know that you have.
He was such an amazing high school football player, and I was just like, whoa.
Focus. Yeah.
I was like, all right, that's what we own. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That's what we own.
And then things change.
And then things change, but I didn't know that. I guess I'm guilty of this. I don't want you to do music because this music game is trash.
I went through that though with my dad too.
That's what I was like. Mm-hmm. But if I'd have been like, all right, cool, let's do it. Let's push it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe things would have been different. You feel me?
Well,
But that's what I'm saying.
And I also think that everything has a purpose too. Like the timing of that still has purpose.
Touche. But I'm saying a lot of people, they, like you said, they are afraid to jump out in the deep. They're afraid to get to it. They're afraid because they don't think they'd be accepted from their family.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing.
But here's what's really crazy about that. That family that don't want you to go do it, if you go do it and win, you're a genius. He's blessed. God, I always knew he had it in him. I'm so proud of him. But if not, if he's just singing at your local church, you know, he'll just, oh, that's just. You dig what I'm saying? Sometimes people just got to be like, yo, you know what? I got to go and push this button. I'm going to go and do this.
Yeah. So you can feel, you don't belong here. Go.
Right. So you can feel free in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that I have some type of balance / dual residency. You know what I'm saying? Because
dual residency.
I know some people in church. So it's like, all right, cool. Yes, I did grow up in church a little bit.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? I grew up in church a little bit, left for a little while, tried to come back again. Then I was like, nah, I'm cool. For a long time. For a very long time. I was like, I didn't go to church. I know almost Jesus Christ. And we double like, it's double digits. But it's only because I'm looking at some of these people doing the same thing that they was doing when I was little.
Right. And I know the world. Which is why it's important.
There's more in the world.
Right. How are we going to be the light of it if we got to stay over here in the shed?
Okay. See, now you go. See, now that was cold. All right. Got it. Listen. Listen.
Just saying.
I get it.
That's my conviction.
I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want people to be scared. See, I want people to be scared of their family from doing this. Mm-hmm. I don't want people.
Yeah.
Acceptance. Acceptance from who? Somebody who ain't got no money? Again, that goes back to the beginning, confidence and cocky and arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying?
Which is why, you know, I think it's important. You know, I got a chance to witness a lot of the behind the scenes with you getting to, you know, the place where y'all released Kindred.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like just from my lens, it was important that this came out because there are people who don't know that they've been stuck.
You're right. Ooh.
They just know like there's something in me, but they don't even know how to get to point B.
Right, right.
But seeing this, hearing it, learning about the process, it's like, okay, I can do this. And I'm sure you'll get calls if you haven't already. Hey, man, you know, what does it take to work with you? Or, hey, man, how did you get here? Those are questions that, you know, I feel like you'll need an answer that will help to stimulate the genre.
Right.
Because, you know, people like to say R&B's dead. And then some people say R&B's coming back. I be listening to old stuff. So I feel like it's always alive with me. But if you feel like R&B has been dead, it's not anymore, you know, and you don't have any excuse.
You know what? I don't think it's been dead. I think people get dead and just kind of lying dormant or just taking your space, your time. If you notice, there's always a runner. R&B is cycle. On this upswing, and that cycle's about to be a cycle for a while. Then it's going to dip back off. You know what I'm saying?
And that's okay.
And that's okay. That's just what happens. That's balance. That's yin and yang. That's give and take. That's just cycle. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, what comes around goes around. Like that's the wheel. You know what I mean? And I feel like
I'm going to say this. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
My bad. Go ahead. You good.
No, you were about to say, I feel like what you're talking about, the cycle. I want to hear what you have to say about that.
I just feel like there is about to be a resurgence of R&B big time.
Ooh.
And I hope that this song inspired people. I hope this song pushed the needle. You know what I'm saying? I had somebody tell me one time, and I respect him for his word. It was Puff. Puff said, King, you change R&B. You change the sounds. And Zach Rose, what's next? I said, man. I hit him with the beatbox. I was like, bro, I don't know. He said, you don't ever say you don't know what's next. He said, you're a creator. And Puff said this to me in his office. And I was like, word. So now I kind of take
next.
Yeah, I can I take it as that. I take it as what we and even experiencing the sexy back thing. I think I told you the sexy back story.
Mm-hmm.
Being around that creative and how that being around that creation and that creative process. And people were saying, nah, it wasn't going to work and this, that. And watching Timbo and Justin, I'm in a room when they like, yo, we going to do this ourselves, basically.
And that record is hot.
You dig what I'm saying? That's why I take pride in every record, whether it's a major or indie, because you just never know, especially with today's time. You know what I'm saying? And like even with Universal Music Group taking all their music off of social media, right?
Then jacked up my videos.
But you know, that opens up the door for indie artists, indie label. Yeah. Now it's back indie driven until they come back.
Right.
Because they'll be back. Because once something's going to happen, they'll figure it out. You know, I don't feel like it's just gone, but they'll figure it out. But in the meantime, between time, indie artists, let's go hard. It's time to do it. Indie artists, indie labels, production companies. Most people ask, oh, King, are you a label? No, I'm a production company. Meaning we get artists, we're going to curate sound, and we're going to put it out. And, you know, you own what you own, I own what I own, and it's a business, man. And I'm not mad at Universal Music. Yeah, I'm a business man. Jay-Z. But nah, the music game right now is, especially with the R&B upswing, it's going to be amazing. Like, you got artists like Lucky Day. You got artists like Kenyon Dixon. Yeah. You got the R&B swing. You know what I'm saying? You got Money Long. You got the new stuff, Money Long and all these, you know, Victoria Monet. You got all them. You know what I'm saying?
Them.
But that essence of R&B.
It's over here.
I don't stop. I don't want to say that. We just want to, it's that energy. It's that when people listen to it, I want them to be like, yo, I want them to teleport somewhere else. I want them to be like, oh, this is
buckle
what's happening. Yeah, I want people like, this is what's happening.
Buckle up, buttercup.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm on.
I want to say, I feel like I want to address this because obviously you're watching us. You've made it all the way to this point, and I want to go back and I really want to encourage people with something. Mm. Just because as parents, I'm thinking about you as a father. I'm thinking of my dad who's in the industry who have done their best to protect the children, you know, and your son, my nephew. You know, you do the best that you can to protect your children or the people that you love from things that you've seen that you're like, hey, I don't want them to go this way. I don't want them to have this experience. Because that's what good parents do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then later you go, oh man, maybe if I'd have done da 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 da. Here's what I don't want to say. To those who are believers, you cannot outpower God's hand in those situations. And what I mean by that is, it's easy to look at those situations and go, man, maybe my focus was off in this season. But God's sovereignty allowed that season to go the way that it went, and it's for the greater good. So if you are somebody that's in your feelings because maybe you missed a deadline or you feel like you missed a season or you missed a mark or it's too late or whatever, you're still here. You still have purpose. You can correct the wrongs and you can make things right.
Well, she gets
but you
deep,
can still,
bro.
You can still just let celebrate the fact that God allowed those things to happen because you don't know what God protected, you know, your son from. And for me, you know, for my dad, because at first it was like, I know my dad didn't want me to do music. But at the same time, I was in piano lessons. I played violin. You know, I was singing and I was recording myself.
You play violin?
Yeah. My violin is at my mom and dad's house.
When the last time you played violin?
A long time.
So
but
you
I'm
don't
getting ready
play
to buy
violin.
No.
Can you pick up your violin
play
right now and play?
Yeah. Yeah. If I have the sheet music in front of me, I can.
Is it a certain song? What's your song you know you know?
Oh, Mary Had a Little Lamb. Listen, Mary Had a Little Lamb all day.
Hey, hold up. I'm sorry. I don't mean to have. Did you know Taylor Swift got that Grammy? She accepted that Grammy from Celine Dion and did not know who she was.
Okay, how do you... Okay.
I don't know that she didn't know who she was, or she just didn't recognize her.
But why do you feel like she didn't recognize her?
Because she said nothing. She just took the award and, as if she was some regular presenter. Like, yo, you gotta go see that. You gotta go see that.
No, I saw it, but are you saying you feel like she didn't pay honor to her in the way that she should have?
Yeah, Celine Dion, come on now.
Hey, I've been a fan since the beginning.
I don't know many Celine Dion songs. I know one. But she's the GOAT. You know what I mean? She out here.
Yeah, absolutely. She's out here in the streets. And we haven't seen her in a long time, too. You think maybe she didn't wreck it? Like, she didn't realize who it was.
You think she didn't? I don't know why she didn't. All I know is at some point you got to watch this, man.
What?
I was in CVS the other week.
My God.
I needed a charger.
Receipts this long.
Yeah. For nothing. For one piece. Of,
for one thing.
I was in CVS. Okay. And the gentleman that was in front of me walking up, I'm like, yo, he look like Spud Webb, yo.
Yeah.
I was like, he looks like Spud Webb. I said, so I go, you know, because I understand. Spud Webb don't know me from nobody. You get what I'm saying? But I said, excuse me, sir. Because I don't want to be expected. I said, excuse me, sir. You Spud Webb? He was like, yeah. I said, man, okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure. And what really got him to turn his head was I said, yeah, I'm from West Dallas too. Mm-hmm. And when he looked back, he was like, I said, yeah, I'm from the West. Like, I said, what street you grew up on? He said, Fish Trap. I said, okay. Like, and, you know, then this whole little
the language.
This dialogue was happening. You know what I'm saying? So, you have to. Sometimes you gotta honor these people, man. Stop playing like you don't know who that is. I don't get anybody that is, but well, he from my hood.
Yeah,
and he went on to be internationally known, locally accepted.
And he lived by you. You know that, right?
Y'all
in the same hood.
We out here and still in the same hood.
Flex.
Oh, that was
you
low
in the
key,
same hood.
That was low key flex right there.
That was a flex. You know, Spud lived down the street.
I'm grateful, man, because I'm you know people got, oh man, I got it out the mud. You know the story. Like, I really got it, and I'm grateful for it. That's why these songs that's happening in 2024.
Yes, it's happening.
It's happening, man. I'm gonna be calling everybody. I'm gonna be reaching out to everybody, because the thing is, it's a lot of people musically. They done gave up on their music. They thinking they too old to do it. Right. Man, whatever, homie. You know what I'm saying?
You can do it.
Yeah, that's, what's next? What we pushing? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, these two records, Kindred, out right now. Y'all, please go. It's on all streaming platforms.
Yep. Kindred.
Go stream it. Deionis.
Kindred.
Let's go check it out.
And those of you who, you know those of you who think, oh, I know Deionis. No, I need you to listen to this record.
Yeah, yeah.
Those of you who think, oh, I know King. No.
Be great. Listen. Have fun. You know, I'm grateful to all listeners. I'm grateful for all ears.
Yeah.
The critical ears, the less enjoying ears. I want to see what they doing. Ears. You know what I'm saying?
I'm surprised you didn't say
face ass. I'm just saying, man. It's at this point, music is fun. Music gonna be an upswing. I'm going hard this year. You know what I'm saying? I think we all are. You know what I mean? And one of my main reasons why is I got to empty the tank.
Mm-hmm.
I got to empty the tank. I got to empty the tank, sir. Because I'm a realist in the sense of I'm watching life. And by watching life, I mean it's not trying to get too deep, too heavy, or whatever. We're born to ultimately die. We're born to die. That's just what it is. Like, we out of here.
Are you
going to have regrets on your deathbed? I want no regrets, man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm at a space now I've had to forgive myself for stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got to empty the tank, man. I'm finna have this latter part of my life. You know what I mean? And to tell people, somebody told me the other day, you gonna keep telling people your age? Man, it is what it is.
And it's up.
Yeah, I'm out here. I'm out here, man.
Proud to be able to say we made it another number.
On my birthday next year, when I tell you, I might just sit down and cry for a good 20.
And you can do that.
The reason being, because it's like, come on, man. Half century? Say, when I say it like that, that sounded like a long time, didn't it?
It do. I'm going to need you to just put a number.
Just look at me, though.
Call it what you
do
want.
Do I look like it, though? Not particularly.
Flex.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
I'm
just feeling yourself.
I mean, nah. Because if you don't, who will?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I've said this once before. I don't know if y'all heard. It's a sad dog won't wag his own tail.
Yes, I heard you say. You were the first person I heard say that. And I was like, all right.
Listen, you ain't going to just. It's called confidence. You see how it all came back? It's confidence. It's knowing who you are.
Yeah.
I'm king. That's lame.
And there's nobody like you.
And you know what's funny about that? I hate to go. Okay, we got a few more minutes.
Yeah, a few more minutes, and we gotta get out of here.
To tell somebody, what's the word I was looking for? You're such an individual, but you all a part. We all of a part of this whole big thing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know, King, you cocky because you feel like no, mm-hmm. I'm not cocky, not arrogant. I'm confident because I know what I do.
Right, right.
I'm not confident in the fact that you're going to like what I do.
Right.
I just know what I do.
What about yourself?
Some going to like it, some not.
Yep.
It is what it is. And you have to be okay with what you do and who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like I look at some artists sometimes, especially some indie artists. I'm like, oh man, I wish I had a chance to work with them because I have a vision. Not saying that my vision is the way to go.
Sure, but you have a vision.
But I got a vision for it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I can sell them on this vision. They can buy into this vision. Then we can really make this happen. You dig what I'm saying?
Sold.
Exactly. Because if you get them to buy into it, it's going to be an amazing record, man. It's going to be an amazing movie. It's going to be an amazing music video. It's going to be amazing whatever you're doing. Buy into what you're doing. Believe in yourself for real. Not no false humility. Don't hit them with the false humbleness. Oh, I'm just... Man, you better hold your... Bruh. Huh?
I knew you was going to go there.
Listen, one time. What? And we can go. I'm going to let you get us out of here. True story. Right. One time, some dudes, they was trying to be funny. They was working with this particular client. And one of that particular client, I don't even remember the client. And, this King, he one of the dopest producers in the game. Guess what my response was? Believe that.
And, amen.
Believe that. What he just said, believe it.
Yeah. He's stating facts.
He's trying to be funny, but I just.
Oh.
But he trying to be funny.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
He was trying to be facetious. He was trying to feel, this King, he one of the coolest producers in the world. Facts.
Interesting.
Believe it.
Glad you acknowledged
it. It's not the fact that I'm on some, like, I'm the coach. You ain't never seen me do that.
No.
I had one guy at church tell me one time, he said, bro, why you walking around here like you ain't who you are? I said, because who I am outside of here don't matter in here.
That's a lot right there to unpack.
But you get what I'm saying, right?
Absolutely, I do.
In one circle, it don't matter who you are in this circle.
Right.
You be who you are. You nice to people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you don't lose all this confidence and all these gains that you have.
Man.
You dig what I'm saying? Am I going too hard right now?
No, but you helping somebody on today.
On today. But now again, hey y'all, check it out. Kendrick.
Deionis.
Go streaming on all platforms right now. We thank you for your support in advance. And Lane, you can get us out of here.
Listen, we didn't talk. We started out talking about a little bit about the Grammys. We talked about confidence. We talked about Kindred, which y'all are downloading, buying, and I believe in buying my friends' records. Y'all,
that's
every
good.
Person that comes out with a record that I know, mm-hmm. whether I talk to them about it or not, I actually purchase the record. I don't just stream it because that's just something I do. So I want to encourage you. You don't just stream the record, buy it. So we talked about Kindred, which I'm excited about. I'm so glad that it's out.
Thank you.
And we talked about a lot of stuff. Taylor Swift, I need you to make sure you know who Celine is.
Thank you for letting us use your private studio. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And it is private, guys.
It's
so
a private studio, guys.
Don't see it and be like, oh, I can go over it. No.
Stop it.
Don't do that. No, I'm just playing. Darius is actually working on some other things that's opening up my little private space, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that. We'll tell y'all more about that later. But listen, thank you for joining us. Again, if you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. Like, subscribe, hit the notification button.
Mash the button.
Okay? And listen, let me say mash, because King likes to say mash. That word be taking me out.
Mash
that button, okay? Get down to the comments. Let us know what you think about Kindred. Let us know if there are any topics that you want to hear us discuss or if you want to participate in the conversation. Don't be shy. You can also follow us on Instagram at Talking Tunes Podcast. I'm Lane. This is my brother and co-host, King. And until next time.
Hold on.
Peace.
Wait a minute.
What?
Why are you
putting wait.
See,
you know what? He wants to benedict us. The baby bishop wants to.
But I thought we said we was going to be baby bishop.
Baby bishop wants to be.
I thought that's what you said we was going to do, though. Because some people asked for it.
No, I forgot. And forgive me, because I know some of y'all be waiting for this for King to benedict us. So we're going to have King, baby bishop. Super producer, my brother and co-host.
Man, I got a lot of names with you. Hold on, man.
You're a lot of things to me, okay? So he's going to benedict us and make this official, okay? All right, ready.
It's something as simple. Y'all heard it before. Now may the Lord watch between me and thee. While we're absent one from another, may he keep you in perfect peace is our prayer. Salute. Y'all take it easy.